The Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 54 of the Better on Draft podcast.
Better on Draft podcast.
Thank you, Matt. My name is Ken. We are here live in Royal Oak, Michigan, and we have a great
Where?
Royal Oak, Michigan.
Is that a cheap pop?
No.
Drop there?
No, we're in Royal Oak. You know, podcast Royal Oak. Wait, no, that's not the site.
Don't even give this. Don't.
So my name is Ken, and actually right now I am drink free in front of me, so I'm going to have to ask one of these nice people to.
I brought you a growler, and you didn't even.
I'm going to open it up in a second.
Never mind.
You sent me to Hellville to get you a growler of beer, and you don't even have it here.
Is that next to the ice cream shop or the biker bar?
No, it's right next to Ohio.
Ohio. Allen Park's pretty.
Next to Ohio.
No, that's not, right yeah, next
no,
to
no,
Ohio.
No, no. My life stops right just south of Detroit.
Is that like how my life stops at 14 miles?
and to Quinterpin.
Everything above 14 miles is Canada for you, Dan.
Yeah.
Or 14, anything De Quinter-ish is no longer America.
I think that's also Canada, too.
I also don't go into Macomb. You're right. So yeah. You're right. There's a whole.
So like once like 94 stops, I stop. But you sent me, oh, hey, you called me and said, hey, Matt, can you pick up some beer for me? I'm like, sure. And you don't have that beer on you now.
Well, I was going to bring it out next
Shame.
Time.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. For all those Game of Throners.
So while I'm going to be getting myself a beer real quick. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
What are you drinking over there?
What do I have? Milkshake stout. Normal one, not the whatever the variant. I didn't even know about that till last night. I was like panicking because I couldn't find the normal one, and then I did find it, so it was good.
Well, because Ken is gesturing like he's a third base coach at the Washington Nationals game, I'll go ahead and tell him.
Gene
that.
Lamont over here throwing out signs.
I'm like. I found a.
No. No.
No, sorry. He's the bench coach. You were talking to Brookings and Omar Vizquel. But I'm drinking a Shine Ruby Redbird because I found it out of date in Slumville Royal Oak Park.
Where's Slumville Royal Oak?
Get and Go at Campbell, just south of 696.
That's not Royal Oak. That's Ferndale.
No, that
is Ferndale.
Okay, well, I found it there because I knew they never close. And,
you're right, they don't close.
They
I
never,
used to live over in that part.
And they
of
never have people that go there to get craft beer, so I found a Shiner there.
Actually, they do. In fact, they sell the good stuff at the counter. No, they really do. That a lot of people actually go into that place. All
right.
So
off of Campbell, right?
Yeah, the one at Campbell and 696.
That's that with it's Hilton right isn't there a Vegas or
yeah, Vegas is
Vegas.
Like nine.
That's
in
further
one.
That's
yeah, yeah. Like those two are the sneaky good craft beer places that a lot of people go to that they don't like
Nine Hilton.
Nine and Hilton too, yeah. But Nine and Hilton's usually pricey. Same with Vega, but yeah, you know who isn't pricey?
Jackson Tuna.
Jackson Tuna.
This,
it's a tuna liquor.
This?
All right. Hey.
Oh, come on. Jack, shout out, but that was way too much of a softball for Ken over there.
Yeah, but Jack's helping us out next week.
It's
he's
like we're Hillary
a,
Clinton. Like, he's Hillary Clinton getting tossed. Never mind.
Wow, okay.
So, there goes politics. Better on politics.
No, that's a bad. So what are you drinking over there now, Ken?
I have the gold medal winning beer from River's Edge, the Dirty Frank. Haven't even tasted it yet, but apparently it's good because that's what I was told.
Is it Dirty Frank and the boys or just Dirty Frank?
Just Dirty Frank.
Is there like beans with that Frank?
No Franks and beans. Well, that's all right.
So, Ken, we do have a guest, though.
We do have a guest.
Our friend from Ellison, right? Let's have her introduce herself real quick.
What was the name of the brewery again?
You said it was Ellison, didn't
that
you?
That is correct, yes.
Exactly.
What did you say it was earlier?
I thought it was some other brewery, but now you told me it was Ellison. So, Ellison.
Some other brewery.
You thought it was Ellis Island out of Vegas?
No, he was thinking a brewery out of Oregon.
Oh, not Ellis Island out of Las Vegas? It's a brewery.
Is that a brewery?
Yeah, they actually
I
have a
just
brewery.
I would think
yeah,
no. Ellis Island would be out of like New York, New Jersey.
No, it's
like Hoboken.
No, Ellis Island is right behind the Strip. There, if you're going up Paradise, They have the Super 8 attached to it, the Ellis Island Casino and Brewery.
Oh,
it,
the more you know.
I know, you know old Chicago, so Ellis Island.
Enough of New York anyways, politics. I don't need no Chris Christie, like, stopping my trip on
that would be, hey, that would be New
Jersey.
Let's
bridge this conversation.
That would be New Jersey.
Allison.
So let's stop the bad geography and keep it. Sorry.
So, Kaylin, how's it going?
Yes, it is great. Okay,
welcome to the show.
Thanks for
having
me.
I derail everything. Sorry. I really do.
I think we all have this
that
morning.
That is all right.
I'm not much better.
So, you are from Ellison. What are you drinking?
Ellison. I am drinking Relativity. It's our Double East Coast IPA. It's got a Vermont ale yeast in there, so it's sweet, floral, well-rounded. It's an 8%, but it drinks like a 5%.
Uh-oh.
So it's a session beer.
But it's not 10%.
But it's not 10%.
Did you not tell her the rules?
I tried,
bingo.
But...
I did not get a list of rules.
What, was that a bingo?
That's a bingo one, yeah.
It's 14 out of 18, I believe.
Go on, Matt.
What is the difference between an East Coast IPA and a West Coast IPA?
The difference is usually the malt. So a West Coast IPA tends to focus more on hops. So we have a West Coast IPA called Crescent Fresh. It has 7 different hops in there, and the malt profile is dimmed down. Well, an East Coast IPA focuses more on the malt bill. So it's still hoppy. So ours has 3 different hops in it, but it focuses more on the yeast and the malt flavor. It tends to be sweeter.
So it's a balance, kind of.
Yes.
Like where East Coast is more balanced between the malt and the hops.
Yeah.
And then the West Coast is just like hops, hops, hops.
Hops, hops, hops. Yes.
There we go. Okay, cool.
I believe my menu calls it an F-ton of hops in our Crescent
an
Fresh.
An F-ton.
F-ton.
You can say that.
We're family friendly. It literally says F.
You can say fuck here, though.
Oh, okay.
We're okay with it.
No one told me the rules.
I just did.
There aren't any rules, seriously.
The first rule, Better on Draft, you do not talk about Better on Draft.
The FCC won't let us be.
Or let me be me, so let me see. So what is it that you do at Ellison?
I do all of our distribution sales. So I'm the sales rep, so I travel the entire state, get our beer on draft, and then I do all of our events. So every beer festival, tap takeovers, things like that.
So we're going to see you on Friday at the beer fest.
Yes, you will.
Will you be pouring?
I will be. Little bit.
Little
usually
bit.
I
we have 87 variants of your IPA.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Two. Over everyone's such an inside joke. Jesus. What am I doing?
That's okay. She hasn't listened to our show yet, but she's going to go back and listen to the entire catalog after this show.
I will, definitely. I should have known. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But.
Nobody ever does, and neither do we.
Yeah.
We kind of just go into the show and... what was that?
I actually do listen to the show. I was listening to it last night while I was playing Madden, okay?
You just like to hear yourself talk.
I was going
to
I agree with that
100%. That's exactly what that is.
I think I have a great voice, but I cannot listen to myself talk.
You do have a great voice.
Well, thank
you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing, Adam? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't threaten Kendall the good time.
So you do sales. You travel the state. Are you guys all over the state? Do you have like little pockets or, you know, what? Do you have like a little area that you're in, or is it really the entire state?
We are the majority of the Lower Peninsula right now. We just moved into Kalamazoo. We've been in Lansing. We started in Lansing, obviously. We moved into Detroit. We're in like Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor area. We're on in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland. And then Alliance Beverage took us over into the Grand Rapids area. So we're really just missing Traverse City and north.
How far north do you go? Do you think?
I think Big Rapids is our furthest north right now.
How long have you guys been around? Are you guys new? Do you guys
we
consider
are new.
Yourself?
We opened October 1st of last year.
Okay.
Yep, so we just had a big one-year anniversary bash.
So that's kind of pretty expansive growth for only a year. You're already kind of statewide.
Yes. We grew, I think, faster than we anticipated. It's myself and two guys I went to high school with who opened the brewery. I was the very first person they brought on staff, and... yeah, within a year, we've been just very blessed and very surprised with all the opportunities we've had.
So I'm trying to think of exactly. I didn't say yeah. I just said so. Jerk.
Go figure.
With the entire production of Ellison, do you guys do a lot of canning, like distribution or bottling within the state, or is it just kind of internal?
We are draft only.
Draft only.
Yep, draft only for now. However, we did just put a deposit on a canning line. And we took over a third space in the industrial park that we're in. So we're thinking early spring we should have cans out in the market.
Do you guys have ideas of what beers you're going to start canning?
Yes, we have label approval actually already for Crescent Fresh IPA and our Tiramisu Stout. But we'll probably do two more. We're going to do 16-ounce cans.
Are those your flagships, those
they
two?
They are. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're our number one, our number two. Relativity, the double IPA I'm drinking, is slowly catching up with those two. And then we've got a Gnome's Amber and that might be our fourth.
Was that predetermined before you went into brewery, or was that something that the market kind of dictated that those were going to be your two?
The market dictated that for sure.
Did you guys think something else? Did you think something else was going to be number one, like as a flagship when you went into it?
And no, we had no idea. We had no idea.
Because we've had people that do that. They're like, oh, this is going to be our flagship. And then flatlines, like, oh, this sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Crescent Fresh just, I mean, it came out of nowhere. We had lost our original brewer, moved on. He's now at 51 North. And so the gentleman who took over brewing came up with Crescent Fresh, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful beer. And it just, the market really did it for us.
We're doing North. Isn't that a bar we've been to?
Yeah, it's in Lake Orion.
No, right, you're thinking West 50.
Oh, close enough.
Direction number.
My bad.
How are you guys? You're in East Lansing. How are you received by the college? Because I know that's kind of sometimes when you're that local. I know Mountain Town and Central Michigan aren't that close, but they kind of are. Mm-hmm. Like student to brewer wise, do you guys get a lot of students from state, or is that? How do you guys work?
We don't get a lot of young students from state. I think that we're far enough off the beaten path. Like, it'd be quite a walk for them. And then our price point, our cheapest beer, it's $4.50. It's not out of control. But I think that living on student loans, the $2 Miller Lite's going to do it for them. And when they can crawl home.
Hey, FAFSA, it supports all of us.
It really does.
Wow.
$16,000 for one semester? I got this.
I don't know if we should support government funds buying beer on the air. I don't know if that's a good way to go. But
Right. is Hopcat open downtown now over in Lansing, or is that?
Yes, okay. Hopcat's been there a couple years now. They put us on the local 20 there, so that's really nice. Our Spartan Stout's on the local 20 at Hopcat. We tend to get, to go back to your question, we tend to get an older crowd from MSU, like more grad students, med students, and a lot of their staff. We help out. We've had students come through, classes come through from the agricultural department. One of our majority owners is a mechanical engineer, and so MSU has reached out, and we've done a lot of tours and training and things like that.
Yeah, professor too. Rolls a class through, like, he just wants a damn beer. Like, that's what I would do.
Exactly. I don't blame him.
Come on, guys. We're going to go on this field trip. And it involves drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you got to do when you go to Schoolcraft, though, for the brewery and distillery program.
You have to drink excessively?
Oh, hell yeah. Why not? You have to. Yeah,
no,
you have to.
What a terrible curriculum.
What a terrible curriculum. Hey, guys, today I don't feel like teaching, so we're just going to try all these beers.
Here's a 30-pack. Whoever finishes their beer first gets to go home first.
When you think about it, if you meet like a brewer or someone teaching about brewing that doesn't drink, I'd be like, oh, screw yourself. Like, what? Really?
I'm trying to think. Oh, that's – well, we learned that about – I believe it's – Raven in Big Rapids. Their lead brewer is only 20 years old.
Yeah, but didn't you say he's been homebrewing for quite a while?
He's been homebrewing since he was 16.
That's a big difference. I'm saying if they don't drink, like, oh, here's a brewer that doesn't drink. Oh, okay.
But to be fair, most of the party store owners around here don't drink either, which is the weirdest thing.
Do they brew their own beer at a party store?
No, but they have.
Okay, that's a big difference.
They sell beer. They're party stores, but they don't drink beer.
Okay, there's a big difference between a brewer making beer and selling beer.
Hold on. Let's talk about that real quick. Because think about, you know, a restaurateur who's trying to sell the food that he's eating without knowing how to actually describe the food that he's, you know, serving. Because usually you have a front of the house and you have a back of the house type manager. Your back of the house is always going to be the, you know, head chef, executive chef. The front of the house is going to be some business type person. So the front of the house may not need to know how to you know, he may not drink, he may not eat, but he needs to know how to sell that specific beer. So I think I agree with, you know, Dan in the sense to where I think it was Dan, that you don't need to drink to be able to know exactly what you're selling.
No, you do. If you're making beer and you don't drink it, there's a big issue there. Oh, I don't taste what I just made.
Well,
that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
So what you're more saying is like a chef not eating his food while he's making
thing.
His food. So yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, except food and beer. Yeah, all right. I make beer, but I haven't tasted because I don't drink. Okay, well, go screw yourself. I'm not going to learn what you're doing.
I follow what you're saying.
Yeah,
I was in regards to like you can be knowledgeable, but yeah, if you're cooking and you have no idea what the hell you're serving and what it tastes like,
it's like telling Guy Fieri doesn't taste what he makes.
He
like,
doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He just eats mashed potatoes all day.
No, he eats everything he makes. He's like, oh, it's so good.
Somebody bring me a Big Mac. I didn't make it, but I need to eat between eating. So we did have a second person walk in as we get a mic test. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Jeff. I'm with M4CIC Distributorship. I represent Ellison as well as all of the Shelton Brothers portfolio for the entire state of Michigan. However, Ellison, we only have for four counties. We may have five or six at this point. Mm-hmm. We recently did sell some beer to Kalamazoo.
Yes.
And I know they're getting ready to open up a Hopcat pretty soon up over there.
It just opened last week.
Mm-hmm. So we're rocking and rolling. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Kalamazoo and, you know, restaurants and stuff, I heard the beer exchange is advancing into the Lansing market.
They are.
So I'm excited. I still haven't been to the beer exchange, but I've seen videos and photos. And
I'm so fascinated with the algorithm. I want to meet the person that wrote that thing.
I want to go to this place, too. You've brought that up a few times.
Well, the thing is I'm in the restaurant point of sale business, and that kind of thing just blows my mind in regards to how you build that type of menu where you're constantly changing price, changing items, changing everything.
Is that like the Wall Street menu where I saw a bar and I think it might have been on one of those Food Network shows where depending on how often it's bought, the price either goes up or down. And they do it for beers or like drinks. It was like right on Wall Street, go figure. But it's like they have a ticker of how much every price, every drink costs, and it's always going up or down. They had like a $1 like Patron at one point, like the Patron market crashed, so everyone was buying Patron. It went right back up to $7 after, like, everyone was getting shots of Patron.
Give them dollar Patron shots.
That's exactly what the beer exchange is.
But that seems so fun. Like, that seems like a great novel idea where everything is always changing and being different.
Well, not only are you getting people in there eating and drinking, but you're getting them to stay without needing any type of entertainment, because that's the entertainment, is watching the market. You don't need a football game to go there. You don't need any type of karaoke or bar bingo or anything like that. You need to you have that hook without having to do anything else. And I think that's why they're so successful to where they're moving into Lansing. So you manage a bunch of accounts.
Handle Oakland and Macomb counties. Okay. I started full-time, and recently I've been making my way into Wayne County. We do not represent Ellison in Wayne County. However, all the Shelton Brothers stuff is in your favorite craft beer bottle shops and or on-premise restaurants and things.
All right.
What does Shelton Brothers – what's in your portfolio?
So Shelton Brothers, they're an importer based in Massachusetts, and they bring stuff from all over the world. We have Prairie from Krebs, Oklahoma, or Tulsa, Oklahoma. McKellar is a big label for us. Taul, which those guys are gypsy brewers out of Denmark. They do a lot of really interesting stuff.
What's a gypsy brewer?
Basically, the idea of the gypsy brewer. McKellar's one of the original guys that sort of made it famous. I know his twin brother under the label Evil Twin. They've been both very, very successful. So basically, you know, I don't know exactly how it works, but they arrange having the ingredients to make a beer that they put on the production schedule. They go to that location and collaborate with that brewery.
I don't think that's that uncommon anymore. I think that's kind of the new thing to do, especially with the smaller brewers. They so there's a new, not necessarily a new brewery, called Veterans Brewing Company, and they almost rent out space at brewers, and then they buy all the ingredients and they just rent the space and they brew their beer and then they sell it. So
yeah. I think it's kind of like a pop-up situation.
Yeah, I think that might be the new thing.
Yeah, and they use the term gypsy brewer, I believe, because a lot of these beers are, you know, for instance, Mikkel is based in Denmark. However, he might brew at, you know, a brewery in the United States and then distribute it all over the world. So I think the gypsy is kind of the idea of making it at a place. It's very nomadic.
It's not necessarily like, you know, it's just something different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because most people, like, they put their roots down. They, you know, a lot of people now are sourcing ingredients locally and all that stuff. Or you got the macro beers that are like, you know, they're that, and you got that new guy that's just popping up here or there. Like you said, it's kind of a pop up restaurant. You find your local ingredients, you build a restaurant about it, and you build. And I mean, I think that might be the new thing in like the 2017-18 is these gypsy brews where there's not a brew house behind it, but it's just one guy with a couple of 5-gallon, you know, batches, and he can say, you know, this is what I've got. And, you know, we kind of talked to Eastern Market last week, and they said, you know, we didn't have a liquor license. We just kind of let people in, and we sold them beer.
Well, they didn't sell it. They just gave it away.
And exactly. It wasn't their beer.
Yeah, it wasn't their beer.
But to be fair, I think this gypsy brewer thing, and I know it's probably the first time, maybe even the second time that we've heard about here, but it's not the first thing I've heard about it. I think this gypsy brewer thing might be the next craft wave where you get somebody who rents space at a Kunin or a Griffinclaw who comes in, borrows a fermenter, and they say, this is our gypsy brewer of the month or of the year. They're renting space. They're renting a, you know, whatever it is. and this is what they have. We're giving them two taps. They've got a stout, an IPA, or a lager, and a pilsner, or whatever they have, and taste. And then, you know, next week they're going to go from Griffin Claw to Bell's in 2 weeks, or all the way to 51K, or Black Rocks.
Yeah. West 50? Yeah. What?
He was naming the beer 51K from Black Rocks. Oh. This is their IPA, I think.
Or hell,
fantastic,
they'll go to,
by the way.
They'll go to Ohio if they're that slutty for any attention.
Well, and that brings up a great potential new wave in regards to breweries and getting your label out and getting your name out, and even trying to go after money is investing in a market where you actually go up to a Coonan, you go up to Atwater, and you be like, hey, I want to rent this for X time or Y time. I'm going to bring in all my ingredients. I'm going to brew my beer. You can sell it, and then, you know, if people like it, you know, you can get the metrics, figure out all that stuff.
You're on consignment.
And at that point, you can either decide, you know, hey, I'll sell you the recipe, or, you know, hey, I'm going to take this recipe where I have all this great stuff, and I'm going to go now to the bank or go to wherever and be like, I have three brands that people like. I have this. I have a business plan. And now you're more confident in entering the market instead of kind of going in blind, because you've had so many different breweries come in, and really not too many of them have had bad beer as much as there's not been a real big wow factor for a lot of these breweries. So you have the market where you have Roke, who came in full production. They're just like, hey, let's go. I'm going to distribute. I'm going to create, and I'm going to blast the system. You've got Eastern Market, who got a 22-year brewing veteran to be like, here you go.
They just saw a building and said, let's do it, you know, on a whim almost.
Yeah. And then you got Downey, who's opening next week, who, you know, they have homebrew experience, but they're just looking to, you know, they're just looking to survive in the black. And those are all the different types of breweries that we have. But a lot of people might not make that jump because they don't know if they're going to survive in the black.
You know what? I've always thought of this concept, and all I really think was we need a little bit of technology, is I want to rent out or lease out one of these old Kmarts that are all over town, because they have the
they're everywhere.
Wait, Kmart's out of business?
They might be. I mean, even Kroger at this point, because you get these big anchor stores. Like, if you go out to Utica, where the Best Buys or the Circuit Cities used to be, and you rent the space for like a couple of months, and you get a brewer or two. Actually, I would like to have two brewers. So my thought is, I was living at 13 in Chaner. There's an apartment complex, and I thought, there's a Kmart that just closed. It's got the biggest parking lot in the world. What could I possibly do if I got like four food trucks in the parking lot and hired two brewers to just brew for a month, whoever they are? It could be Bell's and Founders. And then you've got people just walking around what used to be a Kmart and just drinking their substances or just trying sampling.
Substances. I like that.
Well, so like, you know, there
it's almost
are
like a beer flea market.
I understand what you're saying, and I think to add on that, there are what we call roulette restaurants, where there'll
roulette?
Be like roulette, yes, like the game, the circle,
well, I
with
you
a
said
little
roulette, like
no, that'd probably be a good way for to sell it.
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them.
Roulette, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to it, though, they have four restaurants at once, and you can buy food like it's one shared dining space, and you can buy food from any of the four restaurants. And the restaurant that does the most in like 3 months or whatever can get a contract to rent out one of their actual facilities for a year.
And my thought was going to be similar to that, whereas you would walk into the front of the store and you would get a bracelet and you would swipe your credit card when you walked in, and you would get some sort of technology, maybe a key fob or whatever. And then you could press that fob every time you bought a beer. And then as you left, it would pay your tab for you, so you wouldn't have to like buy a tab, pay a tab, and do all that stuff. And then at the end of the day, the month, the year, whatever, you could say receipts. Okay, well, in my scenario, it's Founders versus Bell's. But all right, Founders made 600,000, Bell's made 400,000, we made $1 million in total revenue. So here's 400 to you, 300 to you, and the house is going to take this much because we got to pay our bill, we got to pay overhead and insurance and all that stuff. But, I mean, just imagine, like, if you could take a strip mall. I mean, there's a new one at, like, 13 and Harper in St. Clair Shores, where there used to be a Kroger's. There's no longer a Kroger's there, so there's just an open lot where you could fit 200 to 300 cars, because it used to be a grocery store. So what you can do inside of it? There's nothing to do. So let's rent it out for a couple of months. Let's get some food trucks in the parking lot. Let's get a couple of brewers who just want to try something different. So let's get some Ohio brewers or Oklahoma brewers or Oregon brewers who just want to come and do something small batch, you know, five barrels, and just do it for a month and you know, you make money, I make money, we all make money. It's beer. Who doesn't want to come drink beer?
I don't. I don't like beer.
No, beer's stupid.
I'm just thinking of the liquor license that's going to be required.
That, yeah, that's always like going to be.
Like, once you pay for a Class C license, that's a lot of your
Well, and that's the thing that we've had, because we've thought about moving our studio into a brewery, but then we realized we can't bring beer into the brewery. We have to drink that
Not
brewery.
If you're caught.
Well, okay, we're going to be on the radio. We'll have actual proof on the radio.
How many people listen to us?
About 750.
A lot, actually.
While we're speaking, though. Do you think the Oakland County police were like, oh, where are they going to be today? I got them.
You would be surprised what they look into.
So you guys brought us the one-year anniversary
of
Ellison. So let's crack that open and actually give it a try. What is it? Why don't you explain it to us?
This is another East Coast IPA. Aaron, one of the majority owners at our brewery, brews with us, is really into this East Coast style with this Vermont ale yeast. So this is similar to the Relativity, but there's five different hops in this one. It's a 9.2%.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. So we bottled 1,088 22-ounce bottles, myself and the three boys, for 11 hours straight, just by hand.
Were you drinking while you were bottling?
Never.
Why not?
Always.
She's lying. You right away. Wait,
I heard her eyes roll at me when she said no.
I heard her eyes roll.
Yeah.
She's all excited to hand this out.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I don't like IPAs,
obviously, I'm always into trying.
It's only 9.2. This is well under our.
Is there
our
any aging in the IPA that you're passing us?
Because well Ken's under
gonna,
our.
Oh, yeah.
Ken's going to suck on it like it's a nipple.
If it's wow. over 30 days old, then obviously the hops have fallen off
just,
and this is going to be
shake
terrible.
It
no, if it's more 1 hour after the one enjoy hour. By date, it's not
well,
good enough
the,
to drink anymore.
That was the cat grass from Shorts where they actually bottled it and delivered it in the same. Day. I can smell
all the psychedelic cat grass. Yeah. I didn't get any of that.
I'll be honest.
I remember having fun on pages being like, oh, 9 hours old. The hops must have already fallen
off. Can't drink it. Nope.
Can't drink.
This smells.
Drain pour.
This smells like fresh squeezed by Deschutes. It smells like when you smell it, it just smells like.
It's pretty good.
Really?
I like it.
I get a boatload of grapefruit in the nose.
Yeah, so I just get.
I was going to say.
I get the juicy out. Like the thing that I always talk about is. There are so many IPAs that burn your tongue because they're just that overly bitter.
Is that like the Habanero Sculpin? That's a great IPA.
Not even that, but like all those beers that are just like, they're not IPA-ish. They're just like burn your tongue. I want to be the next hot guy. But this is something that's, the hops are juicy. They don't, they let you have another one, which you seldom get. And that's why like, remember we had the Brew Review Crew. They're like, the reason why we like Fresh Squeezes, you can have a bunch of them. And even though it's 88, you know, IBUs or whatever, and it's 7.9% ABV, it doesn't, like, kick you in the throat every single time you take a sip. This is fucking delicious. This might be one of the best Michigan beers I've had in a long time.
Is there Mosaic in this by chance?
He will not tell me the hops that are in
it. Oh, there's definitely got to be. I'm getting huge, like, pineapple meets passion fruit, like, lots of tropical fruit flavors with the citrus forward of the grapefruit. I think it's really nice.
I'm getting a lot of IPA feel, so I handed it over to Dan.
Yeah, I've got it over here.
I'll try any beer that's not a chili beer. I'll try.
Why do you like chili beers?
Because I do not like anything spicy.
Dude, if he bites into a jalapeno or even like, I'm not even trying to think of
Dude,
something
give me,
like a
give
green
me like
pepper.
A, give me like
he's
a
like, oh,
sweet,
it's too hot.
Sweet pepper, and I'm gonna be complaining.
He eats a green pepper. And oh yeah, go ahead.
So when I met you at the Cascale Festival, you never drank my beer.
Probably not. No.
Wait, hold on. You had the Carolina Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I drank the shit out of
that. Yeah, with the blueberry stout.
Yeah. That's where I remember you guys. I was like, I think that you were at the Cascale, but you had that beer, and I love that beer.
The Cascale.
You didn't bring
goodness.
Any of that.
The Cascale Festival.
Yeah, the Cascale Fest. Yeah.
That was bizarre. Yeah. Once the hail hit, I went inside and ate poutine.
Which isn't too bad over at Ashley's.
Westland, yeah.
So you guys
this
are definitely
amazing, by the way.
Liking the beer.
If you like fruity IPAs, or not even fruity IPAs.
It's not fruity. It's just got fruit like tones.
I don't even think it's fruity. It's just
not like,
a
grapefruit IPA.
There is no fruit in it.
A well balanced IPA. This is probably the best IPA I've had. That's not that is made in Michigan.
Is there any bottles still left?
Yes, there is.
Well, I was going to say, you just cracked one open.
Well, it might have been in the secret stash.
Do you have it on tap at the brew house?
We do not. We did 3 6 barrels for our 1 year anniversary party, and we bottled the rest. I think we'll see it back again, but not yet.
If you're listening now and you're not drinking this, you've missed out. And I pity you and your soul.
Get your bottom out to Lansing and get some.
East Lansing. I already been East corrected
Lansing.
Once.
East Lansing. Oh, right.
You know, yeah, not Okemos, not Delta yeah. Township, East Lansing.
It's over by Okemos Road, though.
It is. We're actually Meridian Township, but we're in East Lansing address, so we're right on the line.
I realized I drove by it twice today.
Is that about the original Flapjack House?
Yes. See? We're basically between Flapjacks and IHOP.
Is that on Ottawa Street or Saginaw Street?
It's off Grand River. It's on Dawn Avenue.
Are you listening, people? Go there and drink this hop juice that they just put to my face.
Do you know what the price point is over there for the bomber?
$12.
$12. That ain't a bad price at all.
Mm-mm.
It's better than Black Lotus price.
Oh, yeah. Better. But that was a very...
that was a gold medal.
That was one gold medal, but two.
The other one he was doing was the same amount. Or the 00 Saison.
The 00 Saison. Yeah, that's more of an ingredient-based price point than anything. So, is anything going on in Ellison right now? You guys got any big events coming up? You guys are going to be at the Fall Beer Fest.
We'll be at Fall Beer Fest. We just got done with our 1 year anniversary party. We focused a lot of energy on that. We saw 674 people through our small brewery. Our tasting room only holds about 50 people, but we closed down the parking lot and had a tent, and we had food from Meat Southern Barbecue. We had a band. One of the gentlemen from the Verve Pipe came and played, and.
The same guy.
Wow, in 2016. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think this 20 guy, years later. Was it
Ben something or the lead singer? All he does is take his acoustic guitar and goes festival to festival.
And sing the Verve Pipe. No, the eight songs they would play back in the day.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're one year old, so they were merely
freshmen.
No, they didn't even play that song back in the day.
I was at the Shores Brewer Festival. All they do, he's the tallest person you've ever seen. He's like Will Chamberlain. With like blonde tips, and he just stands around and plays the freshman on an acoustic guitar.
I decided to just look up the Verve Pipe just because, and apparently they were at Bell's 3 weeks ago.
Did they probably?
They're still playing at frat houses. But I'm sure in 2016,
the whole band isn't. It's just that the lead singer bent something.
That song made them a lot of money. I guarantee.
I guarantee it too. Because I remember
the Verve. The one that sang Bittersweet Symphony.
The Verve.
Oh, that was the British. Oh,
the Verve.
They didn't make any money on that song. They got their asses sued.
I was once in a fraternity as well. You know, Nick's not here, so I can't. You know, so he can't like chastise me. But the Verve Pipe played at my fraternity in 1996, and they just like literally sat in the back of fraternity. They ordered a whole bunch of Domino's pizza.
Wait,
and everyone
how old are
came.
You?
I just turned 30 in March.
You were there in 1996.
I was referring to the fraternity that
we have alumni that were there that threw that party.
Wait a minute.
It was only like 8 years after.
I did the math too. I was a little confused when he said it, but I realized what he said.
I think that me and Brent Steep days in East Lansing, we were around back in those days. So that's a big. That was like, how old were you in
96?
Yeah, 96. Yeah.
Yeah, I was 10.
Okay.
I was watching Sting in RBI baseball and Tecmo Super Bowl.
He was playing Madden 96 with Scott
Mario
Mitchell,
64.
Herman Moore,
Mario 64,
Barry Sanders,
Mario Kart, and I'll still crush everybody on Mario Kart.
So. I've honest to God never won a game of Mario Kart in my life.
I used to play at my
buddy's house every single. We used to work at a laser tag facility, so we'd get off at like midnight. So we'd go drink at, you know, his place, smoke cigars, and play Super Nintendo because we were fucking nerds. And the thing
were you fucking nerds?
We were. I guess I'm trying to think where we would put nerds.
Okay, yeah, not fucking nerds. Like you wouldn't take a nerd and fuck the nerd.
No, I was not fucking.
Wow, is that really what this conversation is going?
So,
wow,
anyways,
okay.
And we used to play like at least 10 or 12 like rounds of it, and I would never win to the point where I just gave up.
Were
after
you as
a
bad
while.
At GoldenEye as you were?
Oh, I was horrible at GoldenEye.
I hated that game.
That's why they invited you, though.
Oh yeah,
me and
you were like the Rutgers of GoldenEye.
I'm the Washington Generals.
I'd say Ken on a first person shooter these days.
Oh, give me a computer for a first-person shooter. I'll rock a lot of people, but no. Still with consoles, I suck at them. It's too slow for me. So anyways, back to Allison.
Back to beer.
Back to beer.
We're 90s video games.
90s video games along with Yoshi's 90s
go all day long.
I was a Yoshi's cookie kind of girl where you line up the
Yoshi's
cookies
cookie,
and let
yeah.
them drop. It was like Wario Woods and Yoshi's cookie.
I could never do Wario. Like I tried so hard for Wario Woods and I just the Yoshi's cookie I did much better. But it was basically everyone trying to like – it was trying to like top Dr. Mario and you just could never top Dr. Mario.
No.
So – you have all these other beers. You're going to the Fall Beer Fest. Anything else coming up for the end of the year? You guys do anything big for the Michigan State-Michigan game or?
I'm doing some events on the road for the Michigan-Michigan State game. I've got an event in Bay City at Coonan's. We're doing a little tap. I'm doing a tap battle with Mackenzie, the rep from Wolverine Brewing Company. So we're going to have we're each taking a few handles, and it'll be Michigan versus Michigan State. And then for the day of the game, I'm in Grayling at Paddle Hard. I've got 12 handles.
In Grayling.
Yeah, they got two breweries up there. Paddle Hard's really, really nice, but the food's much better at Dead Bear.
Oh, okay.
If you've never been to Dead Bear. If you need a good burger, Spike's Keg and Nails is really good for food over
really
there.
Really good. Perfect. Obscure. The further north we go, the more obscure it gets. So.
That's also a bingo. It's also a bingo chip.
I didn't mention that I went there for work. Now I did.
So you guys have a winter seasonal coming out?
They have not told me about any winter seasonals. We'll see the return of our Mudslinger, which is our milk stout, our high ABV chocolate milk stout. So
milk.
That one we'll see a return.
You guys do a lot that aren't really hop forward, hop heavy beers from what you've been discussing all of your beers. And I just you mentioned your IPA, which is your flagship. You mentioned the 1 year anniversary and your double IPA. Mm-hmm. But that's really it. I've heard more stouts, more dark beers than anything.
Is that a bad thing?
I love it. I want more. Do you guys do more than just what we've mentioned or what's kind of. What's on draft right now? Here we go there.
We have a little bit of everything. That's what we really wanted was something for everybody. We have a brown ale. We have an amber. We have a Kolsch. We have a Hefeweizen. We've done a Pilsner. So we just wanted something for everybody. But, yes, our IPAs are a big focus, and I think you'll see more of those coming from
don't
us.
Don't say that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Remember that vanilla Kolsch from, was it
no,
Ballast
Point? Vanilla Kolsch?
It was at the Cask Ale Fest, right next to them, actually.
Yeah, it was
next to the Carolina Reaper beer.
I'd have to look it up. I don't remember who did it, but
Ballast
I'm sure it's
Point.
On my. Oh, it was a Ballast Point.
Yeah,
okay,
that California Kolsch with vanilla was. That's
yeah, there
what
is
you
a
do.
Lot of
screw
good
the
beer.
IPA. Come on,
there's a lot of.
Well,
good
I mean, if
beers
lagers are
going to
come back and pilsners, I mean, Kolsch is like the next step. I mean, Kolsch is the ale version of a pilsner. So I mean, they're going to be right in the same kind of wheelhouse. So. If we stop drinking IPAs as, you know, the world says we are, we're going to go to Kolsch's and Pilsner's. And I swear to God, the first when I turned 18, my parents took me to Germany just to say, this is Germany and such because that's where my family's from. And I remember going to Cologne, or Köln as they call it, and just having a Kolsch in Cologne or in Köln, there's nothing better than that little ambiance. It's almost like having like a West Coast IPA beer in San Diego. It's just or even like a Guinness in Dublin. Like you have a Kolsch in Cologne, your life changes. They pour them in these almost graduated cylinder looking glasses, but they're only 8%, so you're going to have two sips of it as an American. You're like, "Oh, can I have another one?" But where do they sip them like it's tea?
Cuz American knows beer better than that. Part of the world right now.
I think Kalen's being really modest right now. Number one, their Kolsch is the cleanest Kolsch that I've ever had. That's an American style of Kolsch. Number two, it's her recipe and it's named after her. It's,
what?
Yeah, it is honestly. Called Kalen's Kolsch.
Oh, she's going to tell us this part.
Right.
One thing that we do, and Aaron would just nerd out if he were here, I think the reason that Kolsch tastes so good in Köln and Guinness tastes so great in Dublin is a lot of it has to do with the water.
Yeah.
You're getting it right from the source. And if, like I said, if Aaron were here, he would nerd right out. What we like to do is we like to alter the pH of the water to try and match the style of beer. So wherever a beer would originate. We try and Aaron has this whole system where he can look at the water profiles and he tries to alter the pH of the water before he even starts to boil to make sure that we've got a similar like water profile from where the beer would originate. So that's something that we do a little different.
I think Tom and Rick talked about that from Schoolcraft about how the importance of
the pH. Because
I think you're right. Because like a beer like a stout can handle a a lower pH because you're going to have so many heartier chemicals or so many heartier flavors in a stout than you would in a Kolsch, which is so clean. So you need kind of more of a balanced pH. You can't like you can't really mess up the pH of a Kolsch because it's got to be around that 7. But you can take an IPA and have like an 8 or 9 because it's going to get masked with the IPA, the hops. But the opposite with the stout, where you need to have that basic, you know, 1 to 2, probably more of the 5 to 6 to have one of the
1 to 2. So we're drinking lye at that point.
Or Dove soap.
Dove soap. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It is 7:40 already. We will be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Episode 54 of the Better on Draft podcast.
Yin Yang Twins. Yin Yang Twins, baby.
My name is Ken. We have another guest popping in. This is his, what, fourth time here
now?
He just kind of like hangs out, shows up when he wants
to. Shows up randomly.
I think he has a cot in the other room.
He has a cot in the other. He knows the code to get in.
Yeah.
I should actually probably turn on his mic a little bit.
Yeah, you should allow him to speak.
Check one.
There you go. So we got Eric Brigham, Rochester Mills Brewery / Michigan Brewers Guild. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Thanks for letting me crash the party. In my Lederhosen.
Lederhosen, yes. Not Lederhosen, Lederhosen.
Same difference. It's America.
Lederhosen.
How's it spelled?
Lederhosen.
Yeah, he's right.
Lederhosen.
He's right.
Ryan, do you want me to spell Ryan Heisenberg again?
I know Dutch, and I know he's right.
I was going to say, it sounds like something you would say like to a friend that you're trying to like insult him. Lederhosen.
His name was Hosen. If you have a friend named Hosen, because that's weird.
No. Like, you know, like bro. Like Hosen would be like a bro, but instead
you
would say Lederhosen.
I don't know why I'm explaining this joke. A few people laughed. So.
Bro or a hoe. Now we're going down that road.
Which one comes first?
The hoe or the bro?
I was informed that it is one before the other.
Yes.
So
Strohs before hoes?
Strohs before hoes. There you go. Strohs before everyone.
Not new Strohs, no.
No, not. Is Strohs in your grouping of beers that you distribute or no?
Negative.
God, good. No.
That's a hard sell for me. You can
ironically enough, it has definitely mimicked the sort of hype vibe that a lot of our beers do get, where they're getting 50 phone calls a day. Did you guys get the second? Because I just dropped it for a second time. I was doing a tasting at Holiday Market in Royal Oak, and there were people ringing off the hook next to the table where I was trying to taste with customers. And everyone, every single one of them was like, did you guys get that second shipment of Strohs?
I don't understand
that. $8.99, $9.99 a six-pack, I believe, is where the price point falls. Honestly, I think it's a fair expression of the style. It's obviously not the original Strohs. It's the Bohemian Pilsner. But it just doesn't fall in the right price point for me. You know, like if I can get it for $5 a six-pack, I would have a conversation about it.
Would you drink it for like $2 a six-pack? Because that's probably where it belonged.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was...
I agree.
It was like good. A Corona Double Deuce for a six-pack.
Yeah.
I love the original Strohs.
I'll still go drink a 30-pack of Strohs bad day. I mean, even on a good day. Like, you have nothing to go. Let's go get a 30-pack of Strohs from the party store. Let's go do it.
Let's have a good night. Play some Madden. There you go.
Madden 17. Yeah, let's do it.
If we're getting down like that, it's High Life all the way for me. It's
just I could do that all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, it's Busch Light. It's always the way to go.
Over the champagne of beers?
Really? Yes. You know what? Because Busch Light still tastes like bananas to me. I don't know what. It's like, it tastes like banana runs.
Busch Light and
tastes High like Life. Banana runs.
I think I'm going to have to try Busch Light again because I don't remember the banana notes.
Banana runs. You get that banana clove taste in the back of your palate?
I go for Old Style if I'm going to chase my whiskey.
That's Kent's.
I love Old Style. You can't get it over here. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I always ask when somebody's like, oh, did you go to I went to Chicago, went to a few bars. I'm like, do you have an Old Style while you were there? No. Like, what's the point of going to
and
Chicago?
Then Ken kills them?
Exactly.
They're not allowed to ever, like, a lip.
Nah, I turn off their mic.
So I'm like, what, am I a savage? I drink some Beast.
Well, Beast ain't bad. Oh. But you can get Beast here.
Do you ask the same about people who go to Pittsburgh and don't drink Icy Light?
I've never been to Pittsburgh. I will be in 2 weeks, so I'll have to.
You gonna drink some Iron City?
I'll drink some Iron City, and then I'll report back. I'll make a live broadcast of wherever I'm at.
I should have brought it. I have some in my fridge. I ran the Pittsburgh Marathon in May and brought it.
Oh, wow. A marathon. Nice.
I did the half marathon.
Were you being chased or did you actually cheat?
I actually chose to run 13 miles.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Running for fun?
You've never done a half marathon before, Matt?
You also paid.
You have, Ken?
I have.
Why?
I did Tough Mudder.
Why would
But you,
because I could.
You pay somebody else to make you allow you to run?
Yeah, I paid a lot of money to make me do that run, too.
I paid a lot of money so I could run.
I mean, I pay not to run. It's called my cable bill. And it works out phenomenally for me.
So before we get into the news segment, Eric brought some goodies for us to kind of pass out.
Some
but
dangerous stuff.
He's this is going to be in production, like in distribution, I should say, correct?
Yes. Starts getting shipped out next week from the brewery.
And you're going to find it in any major beer store?
Is it Zatuna Liquor?
It's not going to be any chains, but most of your craft good party stores will be. They should carry it.
Like Zatuna Liquor, as we talked about them again.
59 Rogers Road, go talk to Zach Jake.
Oh, it's so funny. I saw a photo from Zatuna Liquor's Facebook page, and it's Kevin DeVries, the founder, is up there smiling. I'm like, oh, hey, it's Kevin. What's going on? That was the story. That was it.
I was waiting for a punchline.
Oh, like, anticlimactic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry.
Still waiting. Still waiting.
So like
an elevator.
And
over
then.
Here.
What kind of beers do we have over
there? Yeah, what are we drinking?
What you're going to find in the store is it's a mixed four pack. You're going to get one can of each of four different bourbon barrel aged beers. So you get a version of our Rochester Red that's aged in barrels, our Maple Brown Ale. Our snow-dazed winter ale, which we made at the production brewery a couple years in a row, and then our Imperial Milkshake Stout. So you get one can of each of those.
Nice.
Pint cans. I think the retail price is supposed to be about $17 or $18 for the four-pack.
Wow. That ain't bad.
No.
What's the ABV on the Imperial Milk Stout?
Just the straight Milk Stout before barrel aging is about 8%-ish. So it's about 9.5 to 10 after barrel aging.
Great.
We've done a couple tests of before and after. And
I'm looking for the ABV on here. Can't even freaking find
Dan's
it.
Wondering why he got wasted
and
last night drinking
so
three of
drunk
them.
On these. Yeah, that's explains a lot.
I was going to say.
Oh, is it? You're
that's
like
the regular one.
Oh,
that's
I'm not like,
it's because you're drinking like Yoo-Hoo, Dan.
Oh, that's true. That is a fact.
Yoo-Hoo.
So, it's like so we go to the casino and I get wasted on the red.
Yeah,
we were. What am I doing?
After the show last week, we went to Greektown and we got a little bit drunk.
Eric, what's your favorite? Do you have a preference?
Rochester Red.
I like the Imperial Milkshake, personally. But, I mean, all of them are good. I like the brown ale, too. But I like brown ales as a style.
Ken likes brown eyes, too.
brown eyes, brown ales. One brown eye.
I don't blame him. Into? It's a great song, too.
I'm trying to think of who
like
sings
brown
Jim.
Brown Eye Girl.
Is it Jim?
Oh, you're
girl
talking about Butthole.
Is Morrison
Jim
Morrison?
Oh, come on. Stay with us.
Oh, man.
Team
the bait.
I got you. I hit you the whole time.
Is this your first day?
It's my first day. I didn't know we were talking about Buttholes.
It's time. It was on the top of the head. He kind of went into it, and then you rolled into it as well.
Well, Bush started that with a brown eye.
Yeah, that's not surprising. So anyways, going back. So you brought us some beers. Are any of these going to be available on Friday or Saturday?
I mean, next Saturday?
Yes, next Saturday.
Beer Fest?
No, actually, for our table, we're doing something different we've never done before. We're doing all firkins, and they're all just
I'm there.
Wacky, I'm back that hard. Ooh, super hard beers.
What's a firkin beer?
What's a firkin beer?
Really?
Yeah.
He's trying to set up a conversation.
Yeah, calm down.
Oh, good question, Matt. A firkin is a legal-sized keg of 10.8 gallons that you actually pound a tap into the front of it.
Welcome to England. They use them there for everything.
Cask-conditioned beer.
I'm just trying to, like, there might be people that don't listen.
You didn't know.
I don't.
You do have to pierce the bunghole first, though. You forgot that part.
Yes, you should pierce the bunghole.
Just a tip.
Do you have to, like, rub it on the bottom before?
You don't have to rub
foreplay.
The bottom.
Foreplay.
So just all clean, firkins.
Just go right at it. Yeah.
All firkins.
And they're like, so
I've
there's
used
four.
That word on the show many times.
Four firkins on Friday and then four different ones on Saturday.
Oh, really? What's going to be on Friday?
So we're talking about eight firkins. You want to have eight firkins.
Eight firkins total.
There's an app for that.
But there is an app for that.
But if you're not
that,
there both days, you won't get it.
Beer festivals, I think,
no
is what
it's
called.
There's no better way to drink beer than out of a cask.
Yeah, like definitely.
No joke. There's
definitely
no
going to go back to the gut. We're going to take
that,
it to the cask.
We're talking about real barrels. Like real
yes. Yeah, it ruins keg beer.
Mallet
it really
and then
does.
Beer and then you're
out. Spend enough time in England.
All right, you ready?
It destroys.
Here's the list.
All right, here we go.
These are the ones from the production brewery anyway. So Friday we got Booberry and Pancakes Milkshake, which is a double cream.
This is
blueberry
Friday.
Pancake Milkshake. Yep,
that's when we'll be there.
Firkin with Sasquatch, which is our Rochester Red with salt and jerky spices. Danky Berry Much, which is a triple berry IPA, and then there's one from the brew pub. I got to figure out which one that one is.
Is it a triple IPA or
triple
berry?
Probably triple berry.
Got it.
And then day two we got Frikey's Fiery Firkin, which is a jalapeno pilsner.
Nope.
Pirate Grog, which is Oktoberfest with rum-soaked wood. And Zombie Firkin contains flesh, which is milkshake with pumpkin spice and roasted pumpkin flesh.
Flesh. Human flesh.
Zombie beer.
So the brewers wanted to have a little fun.
It's
so
got toenails in it.
They asked about it. I'm like, sure, go
belly
for
button
it.
Fungus.
So no, that's awesome. So something different.
Lint.
Lint. There we go. So do you know what Ellison's bringing to the...
That's actually what I was looking through my email for. I know I have it.
It's like Carolina Reaper, whatever.
We're not doing the Carolina Reaper.
So while you're looking that up, Saturday's tickets are sold out. You cannot buy a Saturday ticket anymore.
What did it happen today?
Yeah, it happened today.
Okay, hold on. What's the obsession over Saturday?
Do you know? You don't have to work.
Is that? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I don't have to work Friday nights either. So yeah, that's
most people have,
I don't have to work Saturday mornings.
Anyone traveling though is going to come Saturday.
It's a shock. Yeah. Everyone bum rushes a Saturday. It's like I'd rather drink Friday night and then like recover on Saturday.
Plus, or the go back. Game is going to be on Saturday, so
they don't play Saturday. They got to buy.
No, they don't play tomorrow.
Oh, that's what it is. That was this week. I've seen we got the weeks mixed up.
All right, so I found it.
All right, Allison's going to have.
We're going to have the Gnome's Amber. We're going to have our Hard Cider. Relativity, the double IPA, and the Tiramisu Coffee Stout.
Nice. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
So
cider's super good. It doesn't have any...
It went from 6 to midnight.
It doesn't have any unwanted, like, fermented apple juice flavor, which mm-hmm. I find to get from pretty much every single cider, and I really like that about it.
Well, it's back sweetened with apple. There's no added sugars.
Yeah, that's the problem with some ciders, like, whenever... Like, especially more the macro ciders than anything, where it literally just tastes like you're drinking sugar.
Yeah.
Like you poured sugar into a coffee and you have that almost like grainy sugar taste in your mouth. I remember having woodchuck for the first time and I felt the sugar go through my body and I'm like, this is not good. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. And then I just realized that everyone else is drinking and I'm looking at it. I'm like, so I went back to the Rochester Red that was there until that went out. And then the Oberon went out and then I was left with woodchuck cider or Diet Pepsi. So I went with Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I would too.
That means it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Ciders are so hit or miss with me. Like
they have to be dry ciders.
I've had dry ciders that I've liked and not like I had when I went to Texas Corners Brewery. They had a dry cider and they're like, oh, this is one of the best beers we've had. And I'm tasting it. I'm like, this is not good at all. But I had the dry cider at Sellerman's and it's delicious. So it's more. You looked like you were going to say something, Matt. I was trying to lead you into it.
I wasn't going to just interject. I'm trying not to do that. I think it's more of a scene thing. Like, I think there are certain ciders, certain cider brands that are better than others.
Are they better on draft?
There you go.
I think most anything is better on draft, to be honest. Not to just you cradle the balls of the show.
What?
But when you get the nitrogen into a beer instead of I think there's a hidden gem. It's called Gumption by Woodchuck. If you haven't had it, I really think you're missing out. As the also the new Strongbow, they reformulated it and they made it better. You get that golden apple. You get a little bit of the tartness, but and the semi-sweet. I think cider has entirely changed since it started because I think. In, the early 2000s, there was a cider because people didn't want to drink because they wanted to be like Mike's or lemonade, so they tried to get them from Mike's to ciders.
Are you popping these cherries now?
Hell yeah. I want the brown ale.
You can just say it. Just, oh.
I'm trying not to interrupt Matt. You can continue, Matt.
You can interrupt that, Kyle.
I think ciders have gone
like
beers.
He's popping the balls of the show, so you can say whatever.
If you've never had Woodchuck Gumption, go out, buy it, drink it, put it in your face hole. It's good. It's juicy. It's fruity. It's full flavored. It's not bad. I think we're at a point where cider gets a bad rap because it's cider. It's Angry Orchard. It's just that random guy. You know, it's kind of dry and semi-sweet. But we've got Vandermill in Michigan. We've got Uncle John's. We have so many good brew houses or cideries in Michigan that are beyond what people can think. And I'll have that too. Put it in a cup and I'll shoot it down. Even Vermont, it's still great beer.
Well, so, I don't think a lot of people, especially that, the kind of people that are listening to this show, talk down onto cider. I think there's so many good, as you mentioned, cidery brands, Starcut, St. John's, Vandermill, Blake's, all these different cideries. But what I'm more excited about is that this is a brand new thing. All these cideries didn't exist 3 years ago. And all these ciders at breweries didn't exist either. And in a couple weeks, we're actually going to have the head brewer from Cerveza Cancun, which out of Cancun, Mexico, who is a former brewer at Kunin. And he's coming back from 3 years from being in the state and has no idea what the hell has happened in the last 3 years in this state. So you got to think, name a brewery that's opened in the last 3 years, and you could think of almost probably 100.
But
you know,
easily.
Like off the top of my head, Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there we go.
Heyo.
You know, Sellerman's. Who else have we had? We've had Ascension on here.
Griffin Claw.
Has Griffin Claw
Perrin?
Has Perrin been 3 years?
Not even. No.
Damn.
It hasn't been that long.
Drafting Table, Wixom.
Drafting Table.
Right. They were here before they opened.
Oh, yeah,
they were here the day before they opened.
Yeah. Last minute came out.
So, you know, just imagine not being in the state for 3 years and coming back and just seeing this explosion of beer. It's almost like a sensory override. Like, you have no idea what the hell you're going to. And when you're brewing down there, and we get to talk about imports and exports with them, but it's basically a tourist location, so you got to brew for the tourists. And all these things that he has to do down there that he can't – that he wouldn't have been able to do if he was still at Kunin. So it'll be interesting to see – you know, when we have them on in a few weeks. But again, back to the cideries, just these, there are great ciders, but I think a lot of people are trying to jump on that bandwagon because I think ciders is going to be, you know, one of the next bigger things because it's a great gateway too.
Because that already passed.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say
I'm going to disagree with that.
I think the cider bubble has
it blew up two or three years ago.
The cider bubble has burst.
Yeah.
Because the cider bubble blew with the IPAs, but it's already like falling apart. I don't think that, I mean, you
the
have...
The time that Red's at,
everyone
Red
rushed
Strawberry
to it.
And Angry Orchard, all those were blown up. That was 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 years ago at this point.
We've got a guy who works within the business. What are you seeing in regards to bringing in beers? Are you seeing a lot more ciders? Are you seeing a lot bigger orders for ciders still? Or have you seen it plateau or fall?
I do have one cidery in my portfolio. They're called Argus. They're out of Austin, Texas. We have a traditional sort of semi-sweet, semi-dry apple cider. We have a ginger pear cider as well. And then we have a product that we call, they call tepache. And it's basically a tart or sour cider with pineapple. And that one's really funky. I know that there's a lot of talk on the internet about how people are really not appreciating the flavor profile of that. But I think that has a lot to do with education, too. And I think that conversation comes up a lot. I think the interest in craft beer has grown so fast that the people that are interested in it haven't really had a chance to educate themselves on what they're tasting. You know what I mean? It's like when you talk to somebody and they go, oh, you know, try this IPA. I don't like this IPA because I don't like bitter beers. But if you have the education, you can understand, okay, well, this is a maltier expression, or this is a hoppier expression, or this is a West Coast style versus a Northeastern style, which is a conversation that a lot of people are having now. So I think it comes down to education. And, you know, I think Uncle John's does a really great job with ciders. I think that Vandermill probably is one of the better cideries in Michigan. I also think that Tandem is coming up in a big way. Like we've mentioned, the cider interest has grown years ago, 2-3 years ago. So it has definitely fallen off. And the interest in craft beer is still growing exponentially, quicker than anybody. It's not even fair, in my opinion anyways, to quantify exactly what's going on in the craft beer community at this point, because it's growing so fast. And we're, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, well, it's been going on for 10, 20 years, this, that, and the other thing. Within the last 18 months with, you know, your Facebook groups and, you know, you're getting 500 comments on, you know, so-and-so lambic
what
beer
is a
that hit the shelf. And, you know,
mead is not beer, 750 comments later.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. I remember seeing that one. But, you know, people aren't really talking about cider, I think, is the point. And
but
then,
do you think the rise of cider came with everyone's fear of gluten?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Who but does I think have celiacs is scared of gluten? Hold on. I'm really curious about this.
I think people who... Cider.
Oh, I got no sold. Wow.
Well, with the cider sort of,
no.
In my opinion, a lot of people, there's a lot less interest in cider now. And I think that...
I disagree.
I'm curious about...
I think there are more interest
I'm curious if people's celiacs have been healed or not.
But I'm curious about the people who don't have celiacs scared of gluten. That's really what I'm wondering about.
Or is it because typically... A cider has a higher ABV than beer, like your
a lot more
session
calories.
Roll.
I'd be more scared about getting fat off.
My
of
thought is, I think that there's more sugar, there's more
way
alcohol
more.
In your standard sessionable cider than there is in a sessionable beer, you know, air quotes, if you will.
Well, let's Eric gets to see a little bit more numbers than we probably get a chance to be privy to. What are you seeing within the state's industry?
The cideries, I mean, you guys mentioned several of them. The only one I didn't hear mentioned was Blake's. That's kind of been a relevant cidery. But, I think they're like meaderies. They feel like they're kind of like redheaded stepchildren when it comes to the industry because they don't have – they're winemakers, basically. That's the license they have to have. So from a Brewers Guild standpoint, we've gotten to the point where we've had several members say, hey, we're a Brewers Guild. We're not supposed to promote – we shouldn't be promoting cider. They take away – tap handles, shelf space from our beers. And we're like, well, what about our members that are brewers that also make a cider? And like, okay, well, then there's that. So we've had to kind of put some regulations for festivals where, okay, if Vandermill, for instance, is a member, and I think they make about 10 barrels of beer a year, but they're a brewing, they have a brewing license, so they can be a member. That's all they require to have to be a guild member. I think we probably buy 90% of their beer at our festivals, but they're only allowed to bring one keg of cider per day for a festival, so we limit it. You can bring your cider, but you can't bring 10 kegs of cider and one keg of beer or something like that. Just because that's the guild's primary objective is promoting the beer, not the cider part. But
I mean, is there a difference in – I mean, the essence of the Michigan Brewers Guild is to promote brewed beverages or like to brew
sure they're about beer, though.
But I mean, is there really –
we talked about this
beer before. Fest.
Yeah. I get that the beer fest, but it's – I mean
– cider is not beer.
It's not, but it's the same premise. Like,
it's an alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm. You put your
vodka is also,
and it's handcrafted.
No, it's something that it's something that you try to make that people want to enjoy. So whether it's fermented, whether it does or doesn't have hops, I mean, cider has no hops. I mean, some stouts have no hops. So what's the difference between a stout and a cider at some point? Is it too much apples? I mean,
personally, from my point of view, I don't mind having
cider. What if we had like Guinness to have some with variety apples? Of beverages that there.
I like
the
ciders.
Greatest thing ever.
Yeah. We say Guinness with
Guinness,
apples?
Apple Guinness,
with apple Guinness,
Crown Royal apple with Guinness.
There you go, new drink.
I was going to say you're loopholing your way into the beer fest.
No, spirits.
It's just like I guess like if you firm like I think it should be. Dial down a little bit more. Like if you ferment a beverage,
or crack the red can. Get ready.
I haven't made a name yet, so this is not a new bingo card. But like,
it's coming as soon as you say it. Called out.
But like if you want to further yourself or your company by making a beverage that's fermented that contributes to drinking and getting alcoholic onto it, why not? I mean. Again, Brewer, if it was called the Michigan Fermenters Guild, maybe that would be different.
You know? It's not that we don't let them bring it. We just say you have to – we're focused on beer. You can bring a cider.
Well, no, and so I, one? Is
one,
that
yeah.
One
so like non-beer? If
one non-beer per
if
day.
If Kunin can bring one cider.
Yeah, they could.
But how about the Star Cut? The Star Cut, right?
Well, Star Cut's shorts.
It's shorts. So, yeah, we allow them to bring one keg of that per day.
When I was at Blocke's, they didn't have shorts. They just had all the ciders. They had four tabs of ciders. So I know that wasn't your...
Well, you went to cider days, not beer days.
But again, if you went to Blake's, there were only 3/10 of ciders and like 20/10 of beers.
I'm saying I only brought beer to cider days.
I know. I was
well,
there.
They want it. It's a beer festival, but they...
Yeah.
How do you guys handle bee nectar and or Cellarmans? Because the majority of what they make is not beer, but they do make...
Same thing. In order to be a member of the guild, you have to have a brewing license in the state and pay taxes on beer. So you'd make one barrel in a year. You could make 300,000 barrels in a year or more. So we just... The rule is you can bring one non-beer product to a festival per day.
Okay.
So...
Well, and I think probably one of the big things that companies like Blake's or Vandermill or anything like that is because there is, to my knowledge, no cider guild, mead guild.
That's why I said they kind of feel like the redheaded stepchildren because there really isn't an organization that embraces them where they can, you know, promote their stuff.
They have no home, no home base, I guess you could say.
More so mead than ciders, but both of them kind of.
Yeah, but in regards to the meaderies, I can only think of. On my hand, 5 meaderies, you know, that would really feel that. And one of them still makes 4 beers on tap at all times, and that's Cellarmans.
Yeah. Kunin.
They make 4 beers at
Yeah, they always
Cellarmans?
Have – their whole shtick is 4 beers, 4 ciders, 4 meads. That's the whole –
wow.
They try to keep 12 taps, 4 of each.
Their beers are really, really solid as well.
Their beers are good. That Moscow Mule, the Moscow Mule is definitely the best drink
that
they had.
Is that what they brought here?
And we finished that right away.
I do remember that. That was good.
Saigon Sin is definitely something that's gaining a lot of interest.
That's a cider of theirs, though, isn't it?
I believe it's a cider with cinnamon, vanilla. I can't remember what other. It's got a
landmine.
Their first anniversary is on Monday. So they're going to be open Monday from 5 to 10, I believe, doing a celebration of their beer.
Here quick after they open, actually.
I got some heavy metal going on over there.
Followed by light jazz, followed by ska, followed by...
Hey, don't blaspheme ska.
No,
ska
nobody's...
Ska has been the underrated music of the generation.
It'll play there, too.
We need more ska.
I don't know what symphonic metal band they'll have playing.
They
are Mighty Mighty Boston's coming because they go out anywhere. Like, you just say, hey, can you send them a Valentine's invitation and they show up?
I played saxophone for 8 years, and I've been trying to start a ska
band. Oh, we got Bill Clinton across the table over here.
I've been called worse.
You have any cigars?
Always. I have cigars.
She's in blue jeans, not a blue dress.
They did just lift the embargo on Canadian rum or Cuban rum and cigars.
That was like, was that recently?
That was today.
Was it?
Yep.
Well, thanks, Obama.
The official embargo is lifted.
Well, thanks, Obama. We've lived from across the river from Canada forever.
Yeah, the travel embargo was lifted, but you still couldn't bring back product, and now you can.
Did
you
ever get stopped when we went over there?
No.
Wait a minute.
Canada, or are we talking about?
We're talking Canada.
Yeah.
No, I remember my 19th birthday. I drove to Canada because we live in the Warren. So I drove to Canada. I got a six-pack of Franz and Connor and put it in a cooler in my trunk and drove it right back. They're like, do you have anything to declare? No. And then I'm like, all right, enjoy, and kept going.
Oh, I'll definitely tell you a story on break. I've got one that's crazy in regards to
– do you put in your butt?
It felt like it for a second. That's for damn sure. So Friday tickets are still available. They're $40 in advance. $45
for Friday. Then you have all weekend after that. Seriously.
And there's fewer people there. Shorter lines.
Yep. You have a great time.
It's awesome.
And if you really want to go Saturday, there's usually tickets in the parking lot that you can find. There'll be someone with a megahorn trying to meet up with tickets because things happen. People can't go and. There's no real StubHub for Michigan Brewers Guild events.
Hey, new idea. If you are a tech major, start a app for a StubHub of
Michigan Brewers Guild events.
And for bottle sharing, because it could be, brewers. You know, if you want to StubHub a bottle or something weird, just start an app
for trade and search up. He turned it down.
Yeah, I don't drink that. I don't drink
So that's going to be at Easter Market, 5 to 9 on Friday, a 1 to 5 on Saturday?
1 to 6.
1 to 6 on
Saturday.
5
to 11 on Fridays.
Oh, and you're missing out on an hour
Eastern Market
on Saturday. On Saturday after the event, you can go to Eastern Market. Trust me.
It was Friday, too.
No, it's Saturday. They're going to be having you can walk through the brewery that's not open yet. They're going to be serving you guys some Atwater beer.
Oh, this is much better than Atwater's Vanilla Java.
Oh yeah,
the
Eastern Market Brewing Company's Atwater Vanilla Java Porter is much better than Atwater's Atwater Vanilla Java Porter. That's for sure.
Clearly. This is real untapped reviews.
Real untapped reviews. A brewery that hasn't opened yet already has untapped reviews for other people's beers. So you can find it at mibeer.com. All their festivals are there. They got 4 a year. And we're going to take a quick break. We didn't really go over any news, but that's all right.
We skipped the news. Oh,
that's all right.
We have the cliffhanger.
Rob will be back.
We have 5 questions with Matt Bush coming up after the songs with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 54. All of our guests are still here. We haven't scared them away yet.
I'm surprised, actually. We're a little out of control tonight, more than usual.
More than usual. I mean, we usually I'm like the filter, like I stop, calm everyone down. But I think we need like Rob or Matt here to Rob or Matt, Rob or Nick here to kind of bring it down. Nick is still on the show.
He might not be.
So we've got 5 questions with the Matt Bush, the one and only. So I'm going to play. There we go. The Matt Bush music. You can't even hear it, but it's there. It's going.
All right. So we always start with geography. I'm going to go ahead and list some ingredients. We always start with geography. What popular breakfast food includes diced ham, green peppers, onions, beaten 2 eggs in a pan?
an omelet?
Yeah, but what kind of omelet, ass
munch? Is that a Denver?
A Western omelet?
Or is it?
Is that a Denver omelet?
A Western.
Okay, this is
like
the
that.
Great American Beer Fest edition.
This is a Denver omelet. Yeah.
This is the Denver omelet.
Okay.
All right. So
that was
you,
easy.
So okay, I'm just trying to start it off slow. So all right. So you guys do have a beverage in front of you. We're gonna skip to name that beer in question two because we have great question 4 through 5.
What? Where's question 3 though?
Hold question. On. Question. Yeah.
Question 3, 4, and 5 are on the board.
Oh.
So
okay.
I'm trying to skip to question.
So
two.
We're going right to the cheap
right,
beer.
Right to the beer.
Name that beer is question number 2 right at this point because we have a great fun time from 3, 4, and 5.
Oh my God. What the hell did you pour us?
Exactly.
It tastes delicious. That's the thing.
So we have 2 questions to try to guess what it is. So we can try to figure out the brewery. We can try to figure out the country. We can't. If they're yes or no questions, too. So we
I like
can't
how you
ask.
Double check to make sure if
Actually,
we ask something.
To be fair,
I like that.
Is this your 6-year-old version of Miller Lite Ice?
He double
checked. Is that
a
beer
it.
In your pocket?
No, I'm just happy to see you. It's a
wow.
I had a feeling.
Nice.
It curves a lot to the right.
So, as Ken said, there. You guys are drinking a beer that you may or may not have ever tasted.
So it's from a single shelf, so it can't be like obscure beer number 4.
You're not. This is not Sam Adams Oktoberfest. If
you're gonna find this at a actual party store,
and we're still in 24 ounces, so this eliminates a few beers. Like. It's pretty obscure to find like a King
well,
Cobra
you,
in a can.
You like it, so
tastes
it's not King Cobra.
But you
I know
like
that.
No, it's not King Cobra.
You like Keystone. Have you drank Keystone since
yeah.
I brought it back?
Yeah. Since you brought it to the show?
Yeah, 2 weeks
say,
ago.
Is that a hint?
You said you loved Keystone. Have you been drinking Keystone since?
No, I haven't.
On purpose? I mean, I thought you really liked it, so I thought
all
I was
right.
bringing
I do work during the week. I don't get annihilated during
I
the
do.
Weekday, so
no.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking low end beer
okay.
anymore.
There's,
this
a,
isn't
there's
2000,
a lot of there's
this
a lot of
is
quit
2016,
you.
Not
2014.
Well, no, yeah, even better.
Okay, so
yeah,
I have a beer that you will find in the single serve section. In my pants.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what you just did right now.
I'm a little confused. Took my championship shirt down to my pants.
So, I don't think it's any type of light.
Kaylin.
Yes.
And
Jeff.
Jeff. When you drink the beer, what do you taste?
Headache.
Remorse or not remorse?
Remorse.
It has like a metallic linger.
I'd say it's Tuesday night, like I'm
like I
out.
Put a penny in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm definitely tasting something that's like a Milwaukee.
Do we have to shotgun this? Is this what you're doing?
If you lose, you have to shotgun this.
Well, this is a new rule.
I'll do it.
I have my own keys.
No, hold on. Ken said he'll do it. So
I'll do
25
it.
25-ounce
that's
Bud
the beer
Light Lime.
Pocket, so it's a tall boy.
What's it over?
Yes, that's part of the rules.
Yeah.
It's a tall boy that you will find at your local party store.
This is a
very good
is this
and very
what
familiar.
People would consider a macro beer. That
oh, of course. No. Because
no,
it's going
questions.
To be a macro
don't,
beer.
Don't give him that.
That
don't
it,
give him
it's,
that.
It's going to be. The whole point
well,
is like if we're trying to figure out, we're basically going to try to see if it's Miller Coors versus AB.
Hold
or
on,
I guess, I mean, we had Labatt before.
Will
so.
This come into 40? That's
he won't know that answer.
So is that where we're at? He won't know that.
I will know the answer. Well, no. Don't be a dick.
Well, if he'll know the
right
answer,
now.
Then he knows that it'll be in a 40.
Seven.
So,
I know. I am a former distributor. I know. If it
so I'm gonna throw out the first question just because I think it's gonna be easier. Is this an American beer, like made in America beer?
Not. He didn't say American company.
Yeah, made in America.
Yes.
Okay. So we got rid of. Yeah, but we got rid of any foreign. We got rid of any Mexican. We've got rid of.
So you guys have one more question to ask before you can. You
what about land shark?
You have a question, Kaylin?
Is that coming in?
I do not have.
I don't
have
know.
I
got
that.
A
question. Shit like Sad Miller.
You as a collective have the
America.
Question. So like,
oh,
kick it around.
The whole table.
It's a team. Yeah, you guys are a team
oh, yeah.
against
one more
me.
Question.
Yeah,
I've got one. I've got one.
What's the question?
Definitely.
Don't ask. You, just
ask us.
Yeah,
then we'll
just
no. You can do
no,
it over
confer.
The.
Oh,
yeah.
To ask you.
Yeah.
I want to know if you would find it in the top 10 best selling beers in the world.
It's a bad question. To be honest. I'll be
what's,
honest.
He doesn't, because he doesn't know the answer.
No, I do. Because Ken asked me that, and he's like, oh, but it's an extra, so it counts as a final.
Well, if the answer is no, then there's no way anybody's going to guess it right. But if the answer is yes, I think we can.
Hold on, we've pulled out some shit before. If you haven't listened
are
to
you
the show,
on
the,
are you Googling again, Ken?
Well, no, I'm bringing up the what do you call it, the 10 best-selling beers to kind of go over.
Bud Light. Miller Lite, Corona,
Light, Corona, Heineken,
Coors,
Mick Ultra,
Busch, Heineken. We've done this before. Put your phone away. Play like a B. Let's be even.
Let's be even. You're giving us two questions. That ain't even. So I'm trying to think.
Just keep the show moving.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think we go with our five letter word question.
That's a good. Yeah.
Is there a five-letter word in the name of the beer?
Yes.
All right, so it's Light or Busch. It's not Corona again.
Yeah, unless he's fucking with us.
Oh God damn it, because I have a feeling. I have no idea. I really don't.
So Light is L-I-G-H-T.
Wait. Hold on.
Stumper.
Hold on.
3 weeks in a row. Can I stump 3 weeks in a row?
Don't get mad. We pulled out some shit on you. Don't get mad.
Hold on. Dan, open that can. Is it the same?
What?
Is it PBR?
Oh.
Pabst. What, P-A-B-S-T.
No, there's no way.
You don't think it's PBR?
I have a guess, though. I definitely.
What do you think?
I think it's either Miller Lite or Coors Light.
Well, it can't be Miller Lite because Miller Lite's L-I-T-E.
So I would guess Coors.
I don't think it's Coors Light.
It's kind of
it could be Coors, though, because that's just C-O-O-R-S.
It just has a creaminess, and I remember the last time I did a blind test between, like, the big four or big five, the two of them that I thought were the most disgusting had an interesting metallic creaminess. That's the only thing
he's
I can
excited because we're not going to...
Or he's trying to throw us off.
You are Pepe Le Pewing the shit out of this.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't.
You stink.
Thank you.
I guess. I don't know.
Dude, we can go with Coors. Coors Light, you think, or Coors? No.
Light? Oh.
It needs a five-letter word in it, so you have to...
Well, Coors and Light.
Yeah, they both are five letters, so they're both either.
Michelob Ultra?
It's not a Michelob Ultra. Definitely not.
No, it's too... It's... God
that
damn.
Tastes like water.
I was just thinking Ultra as a five.
So he's probably what he's based on his response. I'm guessing that he's going to say that it's obviously not, and it's something that I
have a feeling. I'm going to take a stab. I'm just going to override everyone.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say it's Bud Light Platinum.
Is there five words in any of those?
Light.
All right, fine.
It's not it.
So what did you say before I even poured?
It's a Jenny Cream.
It's a Jenny Cream.
Wow. I saw this, and I said, you guys got to drink Jenny Cream.
Well, but I meant for the other one.
Wow.
Now
Genesee Cream Ale.
Ken's going to shotgun it.
Can't believe I said that.
We'll do that on Facebook Live.
That's
for
amazing.
Sure.
I like that.
So, first
in the parking lot.
So, first question in cliffhanger.
The Bud Light Lime's for cliffhanger, isn't it?
Yes, the Bud Light Lime is for cliffhanger. It's either Dan and Ken have to drink this or I have to drink
Ken
this.
Ken already agreed. He's
okay.
Well, I'll shotgun
it's me or
it.
Ken. So, we have four questions for cliffhanger. This is Price is Right rules. So, I'm going to ask you a question, give you a number, and you're going to have to guess that number. If you go over or under, whatever your number is,
We got it.
So,
as it falls. So
Great American Beer Fest edition. You want to help me out?
No.
Okay.
No. Do your shit.
All right. Do your shit. We'll pay attention.
Great American Beer Fest. There were 90 blank categories.
It's either 95 or 96.
Wait, what?
I want to say 95.
I was thinking 95, too. I think I saw that somewhere. I might be wrong.
What is this obscure? What? Hold on.
How many categories of beer were there at the
was
Great American
nine,
Beer
it's
Fest?
It's one or the other?
It's 90-something.
So it could be 91 through 99.
Yeah, or 90.
So,
95.
Yeah, this number is going to be through 0 through 9.
I trust Eric.
Yeah,
right
I say 595.
I know I saw the press release, but I don't know why that rings a bell.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the cliffhanger theme. I think 95, do we all...
Let's do 95.
It's
right.
In the middle.
Right, so, in the middle.
I'm going to play the cliffhanger theme, so I'm going to pause this and go, and how many is it going to go up? 96.
Oh, we gotta go up one.
Only goes up one.
Bob Barker. Bob Barker's beauties are saying, "Sweet, you still got a chance."
So all you're right. saying there's a chance.
So you're saying.
What happened to that one in a million?
Talk? Okay, right, it's at so one. We know.
Next question.
You're the worst Barker beauty.
I agree.
I agree. It's
terrible.
Judges, there are 204 judges.
204.
Oh, okay. We're done with this.
Sorry, I got
Vanna failed. White would be so disappointed in you.
Why don't you let me hold the little dude and I'll just hand it to you.
Then get up there.
No.
You hold this.
That's what all the girls
No, because
this
is funny to watch.
All right, so there are 200. Okay, so everyone's at one.
Yep.
There are 200 blank judges. Put your phone away, Ken.
I'm getting Facebook Live out to laugh at you.
Put your phone away because this is cheating.
I ain't cheating. I'm going to Better on Draft, and I'm Facebook Live in this.
Well, I mean, to be on the safe side, obviously you guess in the middle because you're only going to lose by a maximum of four. But
yeah,
strategy.
See, you got to strategize against.
There
the
we
bush.
Go.
Strategy. Oh. There he fell.
Get your little dude before he gets crushed.
So as we're playing, Matt's definitely failing the cliffhanger.
But I definitely don't think it's in the high numbers. I saw this. Nah, I saw the whole press release, so it's like two.
I think we should go like
214, 224.
I went with 214 was my first thought. But
me too.
I would say 224.
I was thinking 264.
Ooh,
wow, look at that! Should we
I don't
difference?
Think it's
Maybe
that many.
Do 234 meet in the middle somewhere? 234, 244.
I think 234 will be safe.
Okay, yeah, go with it.
All right, well,
it's 264. You win $1 million.
I don't know that anything is safe right now.
I don't think so either.
So
Matt has
what's the official team got?
234.
The answer is 2.
Uh-oh. He is
664.
Oh, high five on that one.
Oh,
you know what, with Jeff. So I'm gonna play the music again. There we go.
He already climbed the hill of three more spots.
That's failing.
You want another piece of tape?
Are there any questions that don't require blind guesses?
No.
Those are,
I don't think so.
No. That commands
that, how did you know 264, though?
You go,
did you see it? Or
no, I'm just...
Hey, Bush.
It just seems like it. You got 90-something categories, 264. You know, Eric was mentioning a strategy and, you know, probability-wise, you want to come up with the least amount of margin so that, you know, I just thought
264
was
a good
answer.
Yeah, go ahead. So if we'd have said 254, we'd have been right on. We'd only been
Yeah, you'd have been a good...
Oh, we're still at four. We're still good.
Yeah,
we're
so
still
in three steps or at four.
Three, so you're at four.
So four out of ten.
There we go. All right, what's the next one?
Thank you.
Yeah. There were at Great American Beer Fest. There were how many breweries? There was 1,052 breweries at the Great
1,000 blank.
That's ridiculous.
52. Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Again, this
now
is
now this is on the floor, so this isn't judge entries. This is beers
total
on the floor.
Breweries that entered a beer. In the Great American Beer Fest.
Oh, so it's entries, not...
Kaylin.
No, these are breweries.
I mean breweries entered.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I tend to want to go
this
low
is the
on
number
that.
Two, again, between 0 and 9.
We understand.
I'd say we go maybe...
We get the concept now. We're three times into it.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Every guess between 0 and 9.
I'd say definitely on the lower end, maybe like 1252 or 1352.
Say I went 1352 was my first thought. But
all right, we're going to go with Kaylin's 1352. We're just going to go balls deep into it.
God, it just can't be 1352. We're dead.
We need a zero.
We're going balls
on this
deep
one.
Into Kaylin's guess.
Yeah, we need to hear this
1352.
One.
Here's the cliffhanger music.
Rip it off. Oh, that one hurts a little bit.
That hurts.
All right, we're at 8. So we can't get more than 2 away. 2's our limit. 3 or more, and we're screwed.
So
if we would have guessed 5 on every single one,
this is the best game ever.
So
this one's gonna be 5 figures. That's gonna be ridiculous.
No.
Okay. Oh, this is the entries.
Oh shit.
Total entries is 7,200 blank and 7.
I wish I was Rain Man. I could have memorized this press release I read.
Let's just go with 5. It's right in the middle. No, we would have been 5 to 5.
Well,
so
we'd get 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
That would be our
one. If you
after 10.
I know, but he's saying
after 3.
Right. But he's saying 7,237 to 7,277, we're good.
So there were 7,200 blank and 7.
Can you read the question again?
Okay.
Can you read the question?
Can you
ask it in French?
In the form of a sentence, please.
Read it in German.
Nowhere in your incoherent rambling did we ever learn anything.
Hey,
in
German, please. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
7,200 X on 7.
That was terrible.
No habla español.
You're the worst.
You and those
Lederhosen
are terrible. All right, hey, it's so Lederhosen. You have typically multiple space to go back for, but if you go more than two off, you lose, and Ken has to drink an entire bunch.
It's a not drink gun. Shotgun.
Ken has a shotgun.
I'm fine with five. Ken, are you okay with five?
I'm thinking that we gotta let Ken do the guest because he's the one.
I'm all right with that too.
So I'm the one sealing my own fate.
I don't want to be responsible for you having a shotgun of Bud Light Lime.
This milkshake stout, by the way.
I have not. I still have
delicious.
Hold on, I'm gonna try the milkshake stout.
That's delicious.
Oh, that's really good.
That's why I named them number two when we rated breweries.
One quick note. I know we're in the middle of a game. We only barrel age our beers for like 3 to 4 months. We don't do a year.
That's how we want
very subtle bourbon flavor. We want it to taste like beer still.
No, it's very good.
What I want to see is Ken chug Bud Light Lime.
God.
All right, Ken, what's the guess, man?
I really have to go with the mind of Matt Bush. So if I'm Matt Bush and I'm making this game because he made it sober last night, so he was smart.
No, I sobered it, made it drunken today. I thought the game's yesterday.
So. Oh, okay.
He wasn't sober. He's lying.
So with 667, I'm going to say it's lower.
What is this, card sharks now?
Yeah, that's basically like card sharks.
Lower, Bob.
King, lower. King. Oh, you lost.
Yeah.
It's a great game. You should figure out Card Sharks.
I will do Card Sharks. I love 10:30 on GSN.
10:30.
I'll make 10:30 on GSN.
I want a no whammies game.
All right.
Press your luck. Yeah. Wow.
I'll help you build a Plinko chip.
I'm in for sure. Plinko chip. Right.
I've got.
We have 10:47. We don't have much time.
I've got
He's
my
stalling.
Answer.
You got 13.
Shut up.
Just relax.
Ken has a number.
All right. I've got it.
Should we pass this down?
Shit.
I'm thinking we should.
You know what? Here, I'll even say this. Even if I win, I'll still shotgun it.
Oh!
You might as well not even uncover that.
What's the point?
Because I'm fair. You know, I'm fun.
He's a gracious host.
I'm a gracious host.
Caitlin, will you be my Vanna White then?
Vanna White, wrong.
Is that, this isn't.
All right, I don't think it's going to be in the higher numbers, so I think I'm going to go lower. So I'm going to drop 2 to 72-37.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Is there... Oh, hold on. I got to play the music. I got to play the cliffhanger music.
Do you want me to Vanna White it or you got it?
No, you don't. Seriously?
All right. The cliffhanger music's 30 seconds long. There it goes. 72-37 is my guess. And we've got... I win it though. I still.
Said he was gonna drink the.
Matt, you're shotgun.
He was gonna
no,
it.
No,
you
split it.
No, you're
we'll
shotgunning
split.
This.
We'll
Matt
split
is
the
no,
shotgun.
No,
he goes
Matt
up
is
one
shotgunning
out.
This. No, I'm back, not letting that not happen.
You
cracked it.
Now you can't shotgun it.
You ruined the fun.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Nobody buys just one. Did you buy two of them?
You can just put down your throat.
Did you just fail your shotgun on purpose?
No. I said I would shotgun.
No, hold on. He was
nice
saying it was between us and
all right,
him.
All right. He's chugging it.
He's going to spit it everywhere.
Let's go. Yeah.
All right, step back from the... Yeah, there we go.
Oh, look out. He's going
to... Not a shotgun. You failed. You're shotgunning a beer next week. I'm calling it right now.
You're the one who quit on us.
I didn't quit on you. You said you were going to shotgun a beer. You're shotgunning a beer to start the show next week. Ken,
All right.
At least back me on that.
I'll back you up. I don't care. Whatever. I'll shotgun a beer with you if that makes you feel
better. There you go. We got two shotguns next week.
Hey, good job in the Cliff Gamer
game.
Hey,
new game.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. Don't pussy on shotgunning a beer.
No. It was a great game.
Ken ended up on number 9. One away from
one away from a shotgun.
All I needed was those things. I should have just put it there to begin with.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Anyway, so
As we got 10 minutes to go, how can we find...
Ken, you got a souvenir.
Oh, souvenir. Cool. I'll put it in my pocket right up here.
Keep hands there.
Did everyone get some of the
milkshake stout?
The milkshake stout? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, definitely get this 4-pack from Rochester Mills at any of your stores.
I prefer the Bud Light Lime.
I just delete a day after drinking those.
These are definitely, they don't taste alcoholic, no. Which is not good. Well, it's good.
Drink those on Friday, delete Saturday, wake up Sunday. We're good.
So, speaking of beer and speaking of draft beer and places you can get draft beer and speaking of the Fall Beer Festival. North Center Brewing is going to be at the Fall Beer Festival. We're actually going
to
be.
How is their Maple Brown compared to what we just.
Oh, that's two different beers.
Oh, it's damn good.
I mean, that's your comparison as much as one's a
that's like
barrel
comparing
aged.
Boobs to butts. Doesn't really work.
Yeah, they're both good.
You weren't here on week two.
Oh, gee. Yeah, we destroyed. They had the coconut brown, which I really want to try. I don't know if they're going to have it this year. I'd have to check the list. But go check out North Center Brewing, especially at the beer festival. Go say hi to Bob in the game. I actually don't think Bob's going to be there, but we'll be there. We'll have a nice little...
He'll be too busy drinking Nitro's IPA.
Nitro, oh my God. I forgot he brought that Guinness Nitro IPA.
The worst night of my... Whatever. So we're never going to go even further.
I just realized we didn't record any of that third segment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm just kidding. We're still good.
We did that
we're
once before, good. Didn't we?
We did it once before.
You weren't even here. It was me and Aaron was here.
No, I've done it twice.
Yeah, or when... what was the other... The new Urban Rest... When he was,
that wasn't even recording at the beginning.
And they're never going to show up.
Oh, they're coming back in like 3 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're excited. Zach's excited to come on back.
Is he actually going to bring beer?
Probably. They should be opening up fairly soon.
If they don't
bring
beer, I'm kicking them out. Before
Definitely got a lot. And then we're actually not going to be live next Friday. We will be at the beer fest itself, going to be doing some interviews with some breweries that would never come down to our show just because they live far, far away. But we're going to be doing a show Sunday at noon on, Sunday. And we're going to have Dan.
Can we do it at 10:30?
1.
10?
Noon. Trust me.
No, 10, because I don't want to watch the...
No one plays at noon.
We have Dan from Axel coming on in to talk to us as
again,
well.
He's number four. He's been here four times.
Yeah, Dan's been here. Dan saved
love
us once.
Love that guy.
So we definitely got a full rest of the year. That's for damn
sure.
Are they
opening soon?
We can ask him next Sunday.
I'll ask him next... No, not next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday. This coming Sunday.
I'll ask Dan next Sunday. Can I just walk to your bar now?
So, again, tickets are on sale still for Friday night. Saturday is sold out. Again, if you're looking for Saturday tickets, just kind of show up and look for the guy with the megaphone. You'll be able to find some.
Look for that guy. No, don't look for that guy.
I stay with that guy.
Look for the dumbass in the hat. It's going to be me, and I'll probably be near somebody else.
So,
and then you can ask for a hat.
So where can they find Ellison? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tinder.
Location?
All of it except Tinder. I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl.
So I can get you on Grindr
plenty of fish.
What's your Grindr?
Dirty Velma?
Match.com.
It is a hot Velma.
Oh, sorry. I like Dirty Velma.
It's Vicious Velma?
Dirty Velma.
Are you guys open every day over there in Ellison?
We are open every day.
Every day. Do you have food there?
We do not have food. We were working, because we're in an industrial zone, it was a little tricky for us, but we just got through the planning board with Meridian Township, so I think a food truck is coming soon. We have popcorn and snacks. You can bring food in. You can order food in. East Lansing, we've got a lot of local restaurants who will deliver. You can get takeout. We've got Whole Foods right across the street.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, they probably got a food bar, a salad bar, that kind of stuff.
A lot of people come over with Whole Foods, Foods for
Living.
Things like that. But I think we'll have a food truck outside Ellison here pretty soon.
Your own food truck or a contracted food
It'll
truck?
Be a contracted
food truck. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're
and then
popping off their own.
Mondays, every Monday is half off for anyone in the industry. So if you sell beer, if you sell liquor, if you work in a bar or a distributor,
beer?
I will consider you an industry
employee. She would love
us. So.
We only have to drive 90 minutes to go drink
beer.
Well, yeah, but if I'm in East Lansing on a Monday for other
it's
work,
half
I'll...
off for anyone in the beer industry.
Let's just find
a
she would love to see us. Let's be real. She had a good time. She'd be like, oh,
I find it very cool. Vulnerable, fresh.
Jeff, is there any way to, like, are you personally on Untappd or any way to find you with your
company?
I'm
on Untappd, but M4CIC is actually on Facebook, so you can definitely follow us there, and you can find out all the drops that we get from Shelton Brothers. We just dropped one recently where there's a lot of really interesting products coming up. We've got due to CL's Disco Soleil Kumquat IPA.
That's a lot of words.
Really good. Yep, absolutely. They're from Montreal. They do a lot of really good stuff. Taul's got a port barrel aged barley wine that's coming around the corner. So that we always do a lot of really interesting styles. And so you can find us on Facebook as well.
Do you have cans or bottles of that kumquat beer?
Draft only.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, you'll definitely find it at Ale Mary's coming up pretty soon. I don't know if he's going to put it on sooner than later, but I know he's got a...
Can you find a place that we could get a howler of it to go and bring it here?
I can figure something out.
Can we just get a keg?
We'll exchange info and we'll figure it out.
The only reason I asked is funny because Scott King used to joke about making a kumquat beer for like 15 years ago when,
oh, wow.
When flavor beers used to, were starting to like be a thing.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be hilarious to give him one. So here's your dream came true. Here's a kumquat beer.
So personally, I would love to plug Dark Horse Brewing Company. Which I don't distribute, but I do a Misfits cover band every Halloween, and we're actually doing the...
Seriously?
Yeah, we're doing the 4Elf release party. We're doing a Christmas version.
I gotta tell Pipe and Brock about that. He's a huge Misfits fan.
He is, yeah. We're doing a Christmas version of our otherwise... completely Halloween
show. The 4Elf party is where you wait in line to get a ticket to wait in line.
You damn near freeze your ass off all night to get a couple cases of Bourbon Barrel Age Plead the Fifth Imperial Stout. And then if I think the bravest souls end up at the party eating gator tail and duck heart and bull's balls, and this year you'll be listening to some pretty loud punk rock, and we're going to get super obnoxious with it. That's Saturday, December 10th.
Wow.
My 34th birthday, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Whoa.
We're really psyched to do that. So, yeah, Misfits. Right. If you're into punk rock, Halloween, whatever, just having a good time in general.
Are you Danzig, or who are you in the band? I'm curious.
I would be
Jerry
Glenn.
Only?
I would be Glenn, technically.
So Jerry Only is the fucking coolest guy.
Yeah.
Our
Jerry Only is a good... Everybody's really great. We have a good time, so we're gonna.
No, I love that. That's
We did Witch's Hat for their nice. Fury for a Feast show as well.
These guys are great. Like, fucking, who's the Misfits?
I know who the Misfits are. I'm not that, like, out of touch with the world. What's a Danzig, though? I'm just kidding. Shout out to John Pipe and Brock for that question.
Look for the band that brings a weight bench. They bring the weight bench to the stage to work out before the show. It's great times.
Hey, will you tell Mike Turf that the Chicago Blackhawks fucking suck?
If you say anything bad about the Cubs, he's definitely going to find you.
Oh, no, I like the Cubs. It's the Blackhawks.
Yeah. The Cubs. What was it? The Cubs haven't been good since 91 when all-star reliever Henry Rowengartner was on the team.
Wait, hold on. We're talking baseball?
With Chet Stedman. The Rocket, Chet Stedman.
Yeah. We very well may see the Cubs and the Indians together in the finals.
No, you won't. I'd love to see
the Cubs win that.
The Cubs will let us down.
Rodgers and Blue Jays. Dodgers and Blue Jays.
103 years.
Today's a big day in Tigers.
Michael, listen to this.
A non-American team might win the World Series for a second time.
If the Blue Jays don't win the World Series, I will run around the studio naked.
In 06, we made it to the World Series. We clinched the American League
champions.
And then in 84, we won the World Series on this day.
Remember 06 at Charlie's house?
On this day.
Watching Jeff Weaver or Jared Weaver,
Facebook,
whatever.
Was that the year with me and Marie went to the World Series?
Yep. I would think so.
and he somehow got a sign through.
It was just the Maglio-Ordonez game.
The Maglio was against Oakland.
It was in
06.
That was
still today.
Yeah, it was today. They clinched the World Series.
The Detroit Tigers have definitely been eating their member berries today while they've been going through.
Member Chewbacca.
So, MIBeer.com for the Brewers Guild.
Yep.
Rochester Mills, you can find them at on Facebook,
guys?
Twitter, Instagram.
If you know where Rochester to find them, it's that great place.
Just don't go to the brewery looking for Eric Brueggemann.
The brew pub.
Not the brew pub.
Because they'll be like, who's that? And they're like, it's a guy that like works there. Like,
who?
No.
Like, who?
Yeah, I didn't work there since 2011.
People always come in the tasting room looking for me too. Yeah. They'll text me and they're like, you must never work. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I just thought, I'm gonna hear and eat goulash, which is great because it's the best thing on your menu ever.
Oh, you brought it for him?
Now, if I'd have known you were there, I'd have come over to meet you for a beer. But
I texted you before he even sat down.
I know. I was busy.
You're like, I'm here. He ignored you.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for here us at Better on Draft. Once again, don't forget, we will not be here next Friday. We will be here Sunday.
You'll still
to
do have a show
with
you'll
Axel. Yeah, we'll really have two shows. We'll have some video work, some audio work. We're actually going to be – so we got Axel coming up. We got Dragonmead, Farmington, Boffin, Rivalry – Old Nation, Urban Rest, and Cerveza Cancun.
Is this
Cancun.
Shit you planned for that shit for at the
No, these are a bunch of different breweries that are going to be coming before the end of the year.
Oh, all right.
Like, yeah, so whatever we think about your beer, we think it's
Better on Draft. You guys have a great night. Drive safe. Better.